Election night. I'm Matt Coates. The polls are closing at this hour in Maryland, and the first tallies should begin coming in soon. By all accounts, despite the rain and record early voting, a lot of Marylanders went to the polls in this midterm election. Politicians often make their Election Day appearance at a polling place, the finale of the campaign, but Governor Hogan today went with a different tradition.
Republican Governor Larry Hogan had his traditional Election Day breakfast at Chicken Roost Deli with Lieutenant Governor Boyd Rutherford. Hogan cast his ballot during early voting. He spent the day at home with extended family. He will go out later and join his election night watch party. His Democratic challenger, Ben Jealous, cast his ballot around 8 a.m. at Lakeshore Elementary School in Pasadena with his 6-year-old son and 13-year-old daughter by his side. Jealous said after he voted, "It feels great. It's quite something to be on the ballot for governor." I'm Jill Powell.
One of the Maryland races being closely watched tonight is in the 1st Congressional District. Ron Stafford reports that Democrat Jesse Colvin, a former Army Ranger, is taking on the Republican incumbent, Andy Harris.
Harris has served in D.C. since 2011, and Democratic voters outnumber Republicans 2-1 in Maryland, but it's a different world in the 1st District, which is made up of parts of the counties of Baltimore, Carroll, and Harford, as well as the Eastern Shore.
That's Ron Stafford. Andy Harris is the only Republican in Maryland's congressional delegation. This is the Maryland News Network.